KSL News Time 8:29. We're still following emergency triple team traffic, and you're still probably looking at the 201, Heather?
Yeah, we are looking at foggy conditions right now, starting in Magna area. It's reduced your visibility, so it's really good, and it's also laying down an extra layer of light snow and ice on the freeways, and we've already had about 8 or 9 crashes eastbound 201 freeway between 7200 West and I-15, and we also still have a rollover crash on the west side belt southbound near 4700 south, blocking a couple of right lanes, and that has traffic backed up to the 201. Eric?
A couple more crashes. One is also on the west belt. This is a 215 west belt at northbound at 900 south. And you also have an accident. This is westbound on I-80 just past State Street, where we got a vehicle on the right shoulder facing the wrong direction. Ambulance is on hand too, so that's causing some slowing back into the Sugar House area. Lynn Thomas?
Moving through Davis County fairly well. There's still some ice out there, but people are handling it quite well. We do have some slowing on US 89 as you head southbound, coming out of the Fruita Heights area as you take the split toward I-15 southbound. Just a patch of slowing there. Otherwise, it's a pretty good shape in there as you make your way on into I-15, Redwood Road and Legacy. A little bit slow approaching I-215. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. JVCancerCenter.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.